From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Reunions Can Be Murder by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. The fire was apparently set sometime in the early morning hours, and by the time our phone rang at 4 p.m., the vicious April winds had whipped 1,000 acres of pristine forest into a raging inferno.
"I'll call you when I get there, hon," Drake said, hefting his flight bag. "It may be late."
He checked his watch. 2.5 hours flight time, right?" I asked, calculating roughly the distance to the firebase camp in southern New Mexico.
"I'll try to give you a buzz on my cell phone, but you know how it is once I get on scene. The crew will bombard me, and if there's any daylight left, the fire boss will probably want to do a quick recon."
"If I haven't heard from you in 3 hours, I'll call," I told him. I wasn't merely being a nagging wife. It was an FAA requirement that he either file a flight plan with them or we provide our own flight following. Experience had taught us that doing it ourselves was better.
"Love you," he whispered through a soft, lingering kiss.
He gave my ponytail 2 quick tugs before we parted. I watched him walk across the tarmac, his body trim in his khaki flight suit and that enticing bit of gray showing at his temples beneath a black cap and dark aviator sunglasses, to our blue and white Jet Ranger, which airport personnel had pulled out of the hangar and fueled for his flight. Although I'm now a licensed pilot myself, I've spent the last few months building up my hours, and am not yet at the point where I'm qualified to take on government work. Not that I'd want to. Fighting forest fires is some of the most dangerous and hair-raising work a helicopter pilot can perform. Drake methodically circled the helicopter, performing his pre-flight routine, then stowed his bag in the rear compartment and climbed into the right-hand seat. I watched as he began his startup checklist, then fastened his harness and adjusted his flight helmet while the rotor blade...